year, general seasons, and special permits. Another decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This agenda item has to do with the deer general season WAC and the deer special permit WAC. WAC's 220-415020 and WAC 220-415030. As Assistant Director Gardner mentioned, we have our 2017 harvest data in now. And so this graph depicts the harvest, the total statewide deer harvest from 2001 through 2017. As you'll see in both deer and elk harvest for 2017, numbers are down, and that number is specifically driven by the modern firearm hunters' harvest in both cases. There's been some discussion about deer harvest in District 1 and the proposals related to the northeast part of the state of Washington. This shows the readily available harvest data that I could get my hands on in a hurry going back the past 11 years or so. Just going to show you very quickly. And so if you can see this, in the early years, especially on the antlerless harvest, we were running in the 2000 range, even a little bit higher than that in the earlier 2000s. In recent history, we've been running around the 1000, even as low as a little over 500 this past year. The intent of the recommended season structure for the coming years is to keep that antlerless harvest right about in this area and try to provide a little more stability in what's going on in those hunting season structures.
What was the year of the blue tongue?
I'm sorry,
What was the year of the blue tongue?
15.
Yeah.
So our deer general season proposals for modern firearm, we don't have a lot of major changes in general season. We're suggesting to retain the early and late seasons with calendar adjustments. We're recommending that we still retain the 11-day mule deer general season that's been in place for 3 years. Retain the white-tailed deer antlerless opportunities for youth, senior, and hunters with disabilities. In addition, on the archery side of things, we're recommending adding GMUs 524 and 530 for some black-tailed deer antlerless opportunity. Staff feel like we've got more resource there that we can take advantage of. Remove mule deer and antlerless opportunity in GMU 101. We need to start paying closer attention to mule deer and GMU 101, and this will be one of our first steps in that regard. We're also proposing to add early white-tailed deer antlerless opportunity in GMUs 101 through 121 and late in GMU 101. Not as concerned about white-tailed deer in 101 as we are mule deer. On the muzzleloader side of things, on general seasons, we have some additional opportunity that we feel we can add for black-tailed deer in GMUs 633 and 651. We would also recommend adding early white-tailed antlerless opportunity to the mix in GMUs 101 through 121. And also adding a late white-tailed deer opportunity in GMU 142. We're also recommending removing late mule deer antlerless opportunity in GMU 381. You heard some public testimony in March about concerns about that last bullet point. We've gone through an extensive, basically, correspondence that we're going to be sending to that gentleman to explain in much more detail how the district and the region got to that point. Actually, it's three different regions and three different districts, all working together, and so we've just gotten regional review on some of that, and I think we'll be ready to send that off to the individual with better explanation as early as Monday. On the deer special permit proposals, are recommending adjusting the quality special permits up and down. That's something that we do every year. Removing the muzzleloader, mule deer, 2x2 buck hunts in 133 through 142. That was essentially an experiment for a few years where we were looking at ages of mule deer bucks that were 2x2. We get some concerns expressed by hunters that because of the 3-point minimum antler restriction on mule deer, that we're seeing some fairly old aged 2x2 bucks out on the landscape. Looking at that information, so far we're not seeing any indications of that. Staff collected teeth and also photographs of successful hunter's harvest, and looking at those teeth, we're not really seeing any kind of a trend in older age mule deer bucks that are 2x2s. We're also recommending adding some modern firearm antlerless special permits for whitetail deer in GMUs 101 through 121. Related to that GMU 381 change in the general season, we're also proposing in deer special permits to add what we're calling the Washtenaw hunt. These are antlerless deer hunts for mule deer in a variety of GMUs crossing three regions. And those special permits would fall under the categories of muzzleloader, modern firearm, youth, senior, and hunters with disabilities, trying to spread that opportunity across a broader landscape. But we're also dealing with really a metapopulation with two subpopulations, one that is resident and one that is migratory. And so it really depends on which year and what the weather conditions are for that particular year, which deer are being harvested and when they're being harvested. We're also recommending adding senior modern firearm antlerless whitetail deer permits in the Northeast. And as always, we adjust the antlerless special permits up or down depending on the management goal, whether we're trying to address population control or wildlife conflict or those sorts of things. And doing that using hunting as a tool.
Jerry, can you go back to the graph of the deer harvest in District 1?
You bet.
Please. So this is just total harvest. It's not
this is
per hunter.
Yes, this is total combined harvest, general season and special permit. The yellow column represents all deer, and the green column represents antlerless harvest.
In 2017, we restricted antlerless harvest. So
antlerless, yes. So antlerless harvest has been fairly restrictive in both 2016 and 2017.
We restricted it even more in 2017. Am I correct about that?
I think 16 and 17 were relatively consistent.
Both this, but they were more restricted because of our concerns.
Than historically,
yeah,
yes. And one of the biggest restrictions had to do with the youth, senior, and disabled
right.
general season opportunity.
And that was both seasons then.
Yeah, and that was restricted down to 2 weekends for just the youth and the hunters with disabilities.
So since this is total number, that probably is contributing quite a bit to what the number is in those 2 years. That I mean, it looks so low if you look at it, but it was also quite restricted.
Correct.
So just wanted to clarify that.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent point. Across that whole time series, there have been a number of different season structures and also weather events.
Yeah.
And so one of the intentions of the district and the region, the goal is to try to get a little more stability into the hunting season structures and, you know, let whitetail deer do what whitetail deer do. And I think we'll see a little bit less of this boom and bust cycling.
Great. Thank you.
Chairman, we received some public testimony since March from Ms. Bobby Thornerly about antlerless hunting, and I wondered if you had a chance to read that. The testimony seemed to question herd size or something like that. But anyway, I wondered if you had a chance to have a look at that and if you have any response to her opinions.
I haven't seen that one. Didn't make it to my desk, but don't have any indications from district and region that what we're proposing wouldn't be appropriate.
Mr. Chair,
I did see that. It was similar to a lot of the other testimony that had come in. There weren't any new issues raised, so it didn't make its way to Dr. Nelson. Essentially, this is a herd that, if we had different survey methodology, we would use it. But nationally, there's a lot known about whitetail management. There's not an easy survey solution on the table for us. So it is generally managed by some of the more traditional data sets that we have that come with buck-to-doe ratios, doe-to-fawn ratios, and hunter success ratios. We've evaluated the input similar to the comment you're talking about and still feel that it's a sound recommendation based on hunter success rate. The deer are clearly still out there and being found by hunters in reasonable numbers. And we still feel confident about the recommendation.
I believe it was a District 1 GMU that Bobby was talking about. So
that is
correct. It's included in.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And it's information.
I wonder why we haven't seen her.
Yeah,
she's ill.
Her family issues, yeah. I miss her.
So. Well, I guess to address some of Kim's issues, and there again, when the blue tongue hit, to the north of my house, it was a total bloodletting, and places you just basically don't see deer. And to the south of my house, once we hit the timber ground, then it wasn't such. A friend that I go guide for, he normal years they're taking 20 plus bucks off of his deal. The last 2 years they've stopped at 6. So I think you're going to see some small areas where the blue tongue hit and hit hard. Mm-hmm. And there again, to the northeast, I don't know how we're going to crack that nut. I really don't. Lots of things in my mind rolling around, but I still think we got to figure out a way to address some of the concerns and let people know that we are listening to them. And I think that can be worked through. Because it does. It really concerns me. And I went off last commission meeting about Dale and Freddie and Al, because that's what those guys, and they're not me-me-I guys. They're worried about their kids and grandkids being able to hunt, and I think that's why we get a lot of concern and a lot of, and same with Bobby. I mean, she's beyond the point of being out there stalking deer, but she wants the heritage to continue. So, that said.
If I could just add, Commissioner Holtzmiller and Chair Smith, I do know that the district biologist met with those folks prior to the March commission meeting, and also this week, again, Monday morning. And so they are being heard, and our folks up there are talking to them and listening to them and doing a good job of explaining to them how they got to the recommendations that they're providing.
I move to amend WAC 220-415-020 and WAC 220-415-030 as presented by staff.
Second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Ayes have it. Thank you.